Lama hei asking, lama hei. Okay, page nun vav, halach lama hei, hamadaber ve'in choshesh, hamadaber ve'in choshesh ki'im divarav. A person that speaks and does not pay attention to what he says. Does not pay attention, just you talk without thinking. Ve'in choshesh bivoychein kiloyos hayodea divarav. You do not, you're not aware, you don't consider the fact. The one who examines your kidneys, Hayodea Hashem, of course. Hashem is the one that analyzes your deepest thoughts, what you really mean. Hayodea Devarav, Vishiv Soy, and you're sitting, Vikumo, you're standing, Bechol Tse'odav Yispar, Hashem counts. You ever hear this expression before? The Kadosh Baruch Hu counts your steps. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of when you're sitting, when you're standing, and every step you take, he is counting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows deep down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu examines, he discerns what is in your deepest thoughts. V'chol devarav l'noichach ha-shechina v'ha-gevura. All of your words are opposite the divine presence. V'ha-gevura, the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you know this? Shnei is in the pasuk. Im yisaser ish b'mistarim. Does a man, it's a question, a rhetorical question, can a man think that he can hide himself, and can he conceal himself in hiding? Vani loy erenu. Are you foolish to think that you can hide yourself? You can conceal yourself in hiding, and Hashem is not going to see what you're doing. Haloy es hashamayim v'yasaretz ani moleinum Hashem. Hashem's presence fills up the entire world. Ha'adam ha'hu einenu b'derech toiva. Such a person that lives his life without being cognizant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, hears, and knows what is taking place, is not living a good life. Ki mishpat adam lachshav b'baroi tamid. It is the mishpat, it is the proper for man to think about, to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly aware of what he does. U'lishavoysoi neged panav, and to put Hashem before his presence continuously. Shenemar shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. This is one of the popular pesukim that is traditionally put on the Amud in the Beis HaKnesses in front of the Shaliach Tzibur. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. What? Over here. Shivisi Hashem, you put Hashem before me, tamid. What is it? Yeah? Yeah?
When did that start?
I do not know. It's a very good question. When the minute began to put the pasuk on the Amud, I do not know. Over here, the Sefer Chasidim says this is one of the most critical pesukim in Tanakh, is to pay attention. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi. Something close to children. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, down, right. The whole that song. Up, down, all around. So it's a very important pasuk to drill that into the mind of a child. A child's mind is wet cement. A child should be aware of Kach Baruch Hu. What are you in essence teaching a child? You're teaching a child in essence. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. That is what you are teaching a child. And this one of the most popular pasuk we put in front of the Amud. And then what is the other popular pasuk that you put in front of the Amud? The different minhagim is Da Lifnei Miata Oimeit. We once had a whole discussion, the difference between these two pasukim. It was the fundamental difference. I don't remember what we said. We had a whole shir on this. There's a fundamental, these are the two pasukim. You got to choose. Either you're going to choose the pasuk of Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, you're going to choose the pasuk Da Lifnei Da Lifnei mi ata oimeit. Okay, which one of these two psukim they focus on different angles? Okay, but let's put that aside for later. But this is the pas that we have in front of us now. Period. Next, v'chol zman sh'adam yoshev v'domein, and every person needs sits v'domein ve'ezem makom shiyem mefanel libo mikol machashavos l'devi havoi. Whenever a person sits and he's silent, wherever he is, he should mefanel liboy mikol. He should close off his mind from foolish thoughts.
Yeah.
In the parentheses it says, if he thinks about his creator, uvik dusha, uvik dusha soy, uvinifla oisav, uvitav oisav, asher osav, v'chol yomimanu, aval bezman, shadam hanivze, mechashev, uvar betelim, oil lishmoya divri havai. If a person makes a mistake, if a person is all alone and he should be thinking about Hashem, but instead he diverts his attention to think about foolishness, afilu ein bidaitoi ladavar klal, miyad hu poine el esliboy levatola, mufsedes mikol v'chol hamachashava hatava sherhi lachshav b'kedusha soishel b'roi, uv'yirosei hatahoira. A person chooses to divert his attention to think about foolish things, he is losing out on a wonderful opportunity where he could have instead devoted and directed his mind to think about the kedusha of his Creator and to think about fearing the purity of fear Yiras Shamayim, v'liyos b'ma'alo ha'tahayra v'ha'tayva, in a ma'ala, in a state of purity and goodness, la'avoydes Hashem e'ahava, v'liyos chafetz b'mitzvayisav, to desire to do Hashem's commandments, v'zohi ha'avoyda ha'gadola ha'mish, damshim b'malachei ha'shareis v'chol tzva ha'shamayim. What do they do? Shemesaprim b'kdusha soy shenemar kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He's teaching us over here something that is really amazing. What do malachim do the whole day? What do? They sit in koilel, malachim? They work? They definitely don't work. Koilel, they don't sit in koilel. They just think about the greatness. They think about the greatness of Hashem. The mesaprim b'kdusha soy. As it says, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. These three words we say in davening every single day, multiple times. This is what the malachim do. They relate these matters, not just the words itself, but they relate and they contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not learning, they're not davening, they're not working. What are they doing? Contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of its dimensions.
They don't have visions?
Not all the time, it seems. Not every single moment. We don't know. He's telling us here some secrets. He's telling us that not every moment are they on duty. They have time off. They have time. What do they do on their time off? Contemplate the greatness of Hashem. Therefore, a person can be like a malach. A person is on the bus. What should he do? He can look at all the advertisements, or he can look at all the people. He can look at a smartphone, and he can do all these different types of things. He's telling us, don't do those things. The ideal thing to do is to contemplate the greatness of Hashem, to dwell upon Yiras Shamayim, Avas Haboirei, the desire to do His mitzvahs, v'chulu v'chulu. How many people actually do this? Very, very few, unfortunately.
I hear the big thing about being on unemployment is that as soon as you wake up, you're on the job.
As soon as you wake up, you're on the job. What do you mean you're on the job?
You're unemployed.
You're being paid to be unemployed. Is that what you mean to say?
You're working, so to speak.
Okay, this is something. I tell you something. I tell you something very, very funny. In yeshiva, there were different years, different tekufas. When you're in yeshiva, you go to shir. You go to shir, and then there are times when. You don't go to shir when you have periods of time when they want you to review to prepare for an exam, or let's say you get a little bit older and then you have a choice: should you join a shir, should you not be part of a shir? If you're working, I was working most of the day, so I didn't go to shiurim. They go to shiurim, this, that. I found something very interesting. I found that whenever I was in yeshiva and I went to a shir, and especially a shir that I did not enjoy, I did not understand one word that the Rebbe said, I was much better off. I was much more successful. For one very simple reason. I had time to think. The whole day, what do you do the whole day? You wake up in the morning, you run to davening, and you run here, you run there, and then you have to learn this chavrus, so you have to work, go to college, and this, and do shopping, and deal with this person, that person, respond to emergencies, do your obligations. When do you ever have a time during the day to just sit and think? Exactly. It's not a joke. That's one of the very big benefits of Kolzman, because you come over here, you know, not everyone always is able to concentrate. What do? You think about life. What is this all about? And I found myself that I went to a certain shiurim which I did not enjoy. I did not understand what the Rebbe was saying. And what I basically was forced to do during that time, the day, is to think. What are my goals? What is life all about? Where am I heading? and it's depressing. It's definitely can make you a little sugar, but also it helps you recalibrate, and you come up with some of your best business ideas during a boring daf yomi shir. You can come up with some of your best, when you think. Some people want to argue. I'm not joking now, that the reason why Jews are so successful is because 3 times a day they actually have time to think. What am I referring to? Shemona Esrei. Unfortunately, many people during Shemona Esrei, they're not exactly concentrating on the words of the Shemona Esrei. And what are they doing? They're planning their day. And they're thinking about life. Now, obviously, it's a terrible thing to do during Shemona Esrei, but we be aware that even though it's a terrible thing, there is a silver lining, because you're wearing your talis and tefillin, you're in a shul, you're not necessarily concentrating on the words of davening, but there's no question about it. Davening shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv is a reality check. What is life all about? What am I doing here today? What is this world all about? So there's definitely no question that there is some type of a benefit of just thinking during the day. And that's exactly what it's saying when the Sefer Chassidim, the Malachim, they actually spend time thinking. They spend some thinking, discussing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not learning. They're not learning a Daf Gemara. When you're learning, you're distracted. There was a famous Rosh Yeshiva, every once in a while he would get up, the Beis Medrash was packed, and everyone was learning the Hasmad Rabbah, and he would get up at the Bimah, he'd give a clap on the Bimah, stop all the learning, and he would say, Talmidim, I want to remind you that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Can you imagine? They're sitting and learning the Hasmad Rabbah, they're learning a Daf Gemara, they're learning and learning. Just because you're learning, who says that you are thinking about the existence, that the fact that there is a creator? There is a Ribbono Shel Olam. So Malachim don't learn. Malachim don't work. They don't do mitzvahs. They think. They think, they contemplate, and it's a very great advantage for a person to find himself that time during the day where he's not busy, where he's doing nothing but thinking, stopping, taking a reality check on what is this world all about. What is your purpose? I told you before, from the Rav Hutner, he did not like when he saw a student on a train or a bus with a sefer. Go on the train, he says, you have nothing to think about? If you're traveling and you have a period of time, it's kedai to use that time to think. There has to be things in your life that you need to think about. Every single second, you need to be looking in the book and reading and reading and reading and reading. What about thinking? Now, of course, obviously, some too much time to think is also no good, but there has to be a balance, yes.
No, but you see, when I used to commute, I used to see people doing the doctor.
You're right, of course. I mean, a balance.
I did a lot of writing on the train.
Of course. When you're traveling for long periods of time, every day you're traveling 2 hours, that's an enormous amount of time. I'm talking about you going for 15 minutes. You're going somewhere for 15 minutes, for 10 minutes. A short trip. Every single second, it's such a mile, it's such a great amassment. You're going to optimize every single second to put your head in a sefer. There are times during the day where it's worthy for a person to think. It's a good exercise. By the Hasidim, by the Musar movement, okay, or by or different groups of Hasidim, there's something called Hesbaididus, where you go out into the field, into the forest, out of where there is no civilization, you're all alone, and you think, or you talk to Hashem. That's a different type of concept, where you speak to Hashem naturally, no one's listening, no one's watching, or you think. A person needs to spend time in his life just thinking without actually learning, davening, just to think about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what is your purpose in this world, what are your goals, where are you heading, and not just to wake up 50 years later and say, where did all of this time go? Next halacha. V'alkein yesh l'zol l'shlo l'har b'os d'var b'tel. A person should not talk d'var b'tel v'fen yishkach es hayid atzur. If you talk d'var b'tel, you're going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher hu tov min l'negi tov a person, Hashem is always in front of you. Kifi keach asher l'fnei iver hu behava yosoi. Like a pikeach, like a smart, clever man, asher lefnei ho iver, that is
hefikeh, I think means a person who sees in contrast.
Person who sees in contrast to a person who's blind. Who behaviyasai HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pikeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are open. He sees what's going on. Who behaviyasai exists. He's always present. Omnipresent. Vehoiver. Who hoiver shenuroi rak b'machashavtoi. El hava. He only sees what's in his mind. Ve'enoi zoicher es hatzur. He does not remember Hashem, the Creator. Umisrachek me amud shel emes, he distances himself from the pillar of truth. Umihiyos yorebi punah, from fearing before Hashem. He has such so many beautiful expressions. Ki einu matzui beliboy machmas hakashus halev shu az vikoshev v'rechoik me olokim. A person is distanced from Hashem because of his stiffness, his heart. It is arrogant, it is bold, the kasha, it is all different expressions, which means that it's not receptive to bringing within himself Hashem. He only has in his mind foolish thoughts. The only time a person thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he is forced to. Or Rachmano Litzlan, when he is confronted with a tragedy and it wakes him up, and it forces him to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumoi shelo yuchal o'iver lohavin da'ham in ha'adam asher lofanim. Just like a blind person does not sense that there is someone in front of him. Im lo yimash meish boi o yishma koilo, unless you actually touch him, feel him, or you hear his voice. Koch likewise. Lo yuchal o'ish lulmoy v'likshar b'liboy tamin v'olikim. Im lo al pi aziva se'evoin. Likewise, the only way a person can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he abandons sin. Ki ho'avoynes mavdilois u'mishakchois hayira. Averois cause a separated person from Hashem and cause him to forget yira shamayim. U'mishanim es haponim. It causes his ponim, his face, to change. Now, what does it mean, his face to change? It causes, basically, it's an expression which means it causes him to be unable to connect. The chain who oimer, it says in the pasuk, im avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beinichem lebein elokeichem, your sins have caused a separation between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamed vav beroyv hashasiko yehamoira hayorei meolokim hashoymoi. A person who is quiet, who does not talk, it adds fear. It brings a person to yirah shemayim. Hayorei meolokim hashoymoi, person who listens to Hashem, v'ro'eyu v'yoido, he knows Hashem, v'choikro, he investigates Hashem, v'hu shoyseik miyirasoi, he is silent due to his fear, hu hamoysif al hamoyra, he is a person that's able to add to his fear. In other words, he's saying over here is that the more a person is silent, the more it enhances a person's yirah shamayim. The Svaradim have such a beautiful minog that the Ashkenazim don't even know from. They never heard of. They never know from. They don't want to know from. A tainis dibur. Okay, every so often they have a tainis dibur. It's Svaradim, the rabbi calls tainis dibur. You come to shul, the entire day you're not allowed to open your mouth. The only thing you can use your mouth for is Torah and tefillah. You can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your children. You can't talk to your boss. You cannot allow to utter one word. And it's an incredible exercise. Can you imagine trying, a Litvak trying to do that? You do that? You have a tiny stibor? You do? You right now? Very good. Very good.
Actually, it's tomorrow. I mean, people who do it on Monday, Thursday.
Show it to them. Okay? The Svardim have what is called a Tainus Dibor, and here the Sefer Chassidim teaches us a Tainus Dibor brings Yirah Shamayim. It is an exercise, it's a discipline, it causes you to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if a person does not, a person raises up his voice, Mavsides HaMoira, he loses this element of fear. He forgets. It causes him to forget that he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hariu Kisuma, he's going back to the metaphor he mentioned in the previous simon. He's like a blind man. The Eino Yare Mimenu Lefish Eino Roya, he's not afraid of the king because he does not see him. Esmi Sheyesh Liyiru Mimenu, the one that he should be afraid of. The Hamarbe Lishtoik, one who increases his ability to be quiet, not to talk, Machmas Hamara. Loy Bimehero Hu Choite. Okay, it's a siog for Averois to talk less. Halacha Lam Zayin. Yiras Hashem Tehoiro. It's pure Shein Ba Pikpuk. There is no chisaron. There is no element of evil. There is nothing. There is no damage. There is no impurity in Yiras Shemayim. Adam Shemaitzei Makom Chet Belo Yiras Adam Ulo Yibayish, a person who finds a place to sin below Yiras Adam Uvelo Yibayish, without fear of man and without embarrassment. The Einay Oizev Lachet Kim Ibnei Yiras Hashem. Zuhi Ika Hayira. Okay, the Ika Yiri, he says over here, is only to fear Hashem and not to be afraid of man. Do not be afraid of man. Do not be embarrassed of man. The only thing you should be afraid of is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause you embarrassment, so be it. You want to make a bracha, and you're going to make a bracha in front of Goyim, and the Goyim are going to say, you crazy? What are you doing? What are you mumbling to yourself? That shows that you do not have Yiras Hashem. True Yiras Hashem is you do the right thing and you're not embarrassed of what other people will think. You're not afraid of a man and you're not afraid of being embarrassed in their presence. It used to be in the olden days, if you had a daven mincha, okay, today doesn't exist the opportunity anymore, but there used to be this ancient relic called a phone booth. Remember what those things were? A phone booth?
What?
A phone booth! A phone booth. Yes. Superman. Where did Superman change?
Yeah.
In a phone booth.
I saw the phone booth.
What?
I actually saw the phone booth.
You saw the one that he changed in? Yeah. Is it in a museum? In Hollywood somewhere?
No, in Florida.
There's a company in Manhattan that has every single type of phone and phone book which they use as props for movies. So if you want to see the phone booth.
No,
you can still go. Okay, so the when people had a daven mincha, what did they do? You go into the phone booth and you pick up the phone. And Ashrei Yoshei Leisecha Od Yehaleluchah Selah.
Got
to pay by the minute. All right. So today, so is that the right thing to do, Rabbi Yisai? Is it the right thing to go into a phone booth and take the phone and talk into the phone? Was that the right thing to do? I do not know. I can't, what? Or you should go in public and daven like a mensch. Oh, but people are going to think that you're crazy. All of these goyim are going to be walking by and think you're going to be crazy. So that is a good question. You can do it all the time. It's not relevant anymore, right? People, they talk to themselves the whole day on the street. They're talking to themselves, so therefore it's not a big deal. But is that the proper thing to do? A person is supposed to have fear of Hashem and to daven a proper Shemona Esher with Yiras Shemayim, and you're going, and you're going to go talk into a phone because you're embarrassed? Listen, I don't know. Maybe it's a sakana.
I mean,
it's
sakana. You're afraid you're Jewish?
I mean, in Saudi Arabia? Anyway. Would you do that in Saudi Arabia?
Okay, there are an infinite number of examples. Let's go further. The point over here is, in order to be a true Yiras Shamayim, it means at times you're going to have to accept upon yourself a little busha. And you're going to have some stamina not to be afraid of your fellow man. And if you don't have that ability to overcome busha and to overcome your fear of your fellow man, then you are not. Then this person is not a true Yorei Shamayim. V'imasa kein pam rabbis u'pamachas takav also yisrei ad shechata lo ibed b'koch es harishonas. A person is a Yorei Shamayim many times, and it happens one day that he's unable to overcome the yetzahara and he's nichshol. Don't worry, it does not take away all of the other acts of Yorei Shamayim. You're okay. A person should not loosen himself, should not give up, to weaken your resolve. If a person has regret over all of his previous acts of Yiras Shamayim, he will not receive reward for all of his hard labor, his effort in overcoming his Yetzer in the past. On this it says, Uvishuv tzadik mitzid kosoi v'yaso avel lo si zocharna oy tzid kosov. Rachmana litzlan, for a person to have charata over the good deeds he did in his youth, is a very great tragedy. He will not receive reward, merit for what he has done in the past. It definitely comes a point in time in a person's life where he's not able to be at the same level that he was in his youth. Maybe when he was younger, he was able to accept upon himself certain stringencies. And when he's older, it's too difficult to accept upon himself those stringencies. But a person should never, chas v'shalom, say, if now I don't need to do these stringencies, so therefore it was a waste of time what I've done when I was young. That is a foolish thing to say. Chas v'shalom, what you've done, and that is a great merit. It's at your side. It's an advocate for you. And later in life, a person can always hold himself to that same high standard. Lamed ches nitzar l'shon chamei. A person should guard himself from speaking evil. Kasher titar moincha. When a person is titar moincha. When a person guards his money, okay. When a person is in. Sorry. Titar, los sitar. I think it means. Sorry. So what does it mean? To guard. When a person is, I think what it means over here is a person. What it means, mamoincha, when a person is trying to make money. There's always a nisayon. I can make a few more dollars by speaking lashon hara, by degrading or by saying something nasty about my competitor, or about lying and telling you how great my product is. No, it seems not. I think over here it means lashon hara. I think over here it means from lashon hatar of nitzar. Let's see a few more lines. The person nitzar lashon chamera. Kasher, in the parentheses it says toichia chavercha, when you give mussar to your friend, titar ma moincha, when you guard your money. Let's see, mi shedvarav yoiser misichlo yehidvarav alav. A person who has words is more than his seichel; his dvarav will be upon him. Mi shesichlo yoiser midvarav yud dvarav lo. Now, what does this mean? So he's coming to explain perish. He does say some of some very cryptic words, and now he's going to explain them. Mi shedvarav v'soich choisav levnei adam yoiser misichloi kloimar she'enoi chacham umaskil lasois kidvarav. A person does not preach, does not practice what he preaches. He's not wise to do like what he says. Ve'ein sichloi mach richoi lasois kidvarav hatayvim. Yehu divarav a lovely kolayin. Sheoimrim hashoimrim l'chol hatayva sher mochichay son. All of the good advice that he has given us, he has rebuked us. Hu nedar mimena. He himself does not fulfill. V'hu noed doyresh. He's a very beautiful darshan, but ve'enoy noed mikayin. He's not a person that's beautiful in his fulfillment. So therefore, we go back to the words. Now let's explain the words. It says over here, in the beginning of this paragraph, Nitzar l'shon chameira kasher tochir chavercha titar mamoincha. Now let's put those two words aside. Mi shedvarav yoiser misichloi. A person who preaches but does not practice. His words are more than his seichel. In this context, seichel means his behavior. He does not behave according to what he preaches. He tells other people, do as I say, not as I do. Such a person will ultimately be viewed as a disgraceful person. Yehei divarav olav. His words will one day come back to haunt him. His words will boomerang against him, and people will say, how dare you preach and not practice? But a person who practices more than what he preaches, such a person will be praised. Well, they'll say about him, wow, what an honorable person, look how he behaves, and he does not criticize other people. So if you begin the parish,
when he does speak, people will
not
be accepted.
He will be accepted. People will pay attention to what he says. People will then pay attention because this is a person who, by example, follows what he says. He's not a hypocrite. Kiloimar she'enei chacham maskil la'aseis kedvarav ve'ein sichloi machlichel la'aseis kedvarav atayvim yudvarav alav l'kolayin will be a source of shame. He does not follow what he preaches. Aval ni shesichlo yosef midvadav sheinu moysev lochich levedam kiim kifi hasechel v'amusav la'amalus v'atoyvayis asher boy. He only tells people to do what he himself does. Such a person yihiyu divarav loy. He will be a person that people pay attention to. Kiloymar divarim hamtoyvim shemechich v'neadam yihaloy l'kav l'zeferes will be praised. Shayim hashayim l'cholas kolas sechel hazeh v'amusav shehudev hakol boy. Everything that he tells other people to do, he himself practices. He practices what he preaches. Therefore, a person should not take a chance. You don't want to be proven wrong. You don't want to be proven as a hypocrite. And therefore, the less you say, the better. The more a person is quiet, is to his honor, to his glory. The more a person talks, will ultimately result in shame and disgrace. They make promises, are criticizing. They themselves have done, right? Hypocrites.
If you have a boss who's very marked on time, very, very marked on time, he has that right. But then when he calls a meeting and he's 3 minutes late, everybody's enraged.
Exactly.
This happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, really, I don't care if he's late. I don't care. You know.
But don't go tell us. Don't rub it in. Don't tell us to be on time when you yourself don't come on time.
And he has all the answers.
Right, there are hundreds, millions of examples like this. Next two paragraphs. Okay, therefore, I'm a sefer chassidus achar, a person that studies these works. Yichavein la'asas kifi masha yaskil. When you study works of Musar, you should do the best that you can. V'al yichavein la'haskil kidei l'das sefer, to know what it says. Ki asipur ha'chokma, relating the chokma, eina to elis l'misaper, or yisot, the one that relates it. It's not of any value. Ki im lekoltoi, to absorb it in your being, to absorb it. He to elas le lam saper oisa. That's the benefit of relating it. In other words, this halal, this concept applies to words, books of Musar. The goal is to change your actions, not to understand the concepts, because the concepts is worthless. If you are aware of the concepts and you don't put them into action, then you're a hypocrite. You know it to be true. You criticize other people. You tell other people to follow these practices, but you yourself do not observe these practices. This is nothing more than a mockery. Next paragraph. Perish acher shedvarav yosem yisichloi kol hamashem v'damar v'oyso yosem yimashem roi lo yofil kumasem yisichloi kashem v'shlamo lo novel le novel sefas yeser. It's not beautiful for a foolish person, his lips of excess, meaning he says things that he does not practice. Oz yiyu divarav mayshlimalov, they will one day come back to haunt him. They will rule over him. V'nilkar hu biyadam, he will be captured. But umi shesichla yoseh midvarav, person has more sichla than his words. Shechamasa gedolah v'yisera al divarav, midah toiv, it's a very good midah. Shemerayv sichla mayshal beruchay, due to his abundant seichel, Moshe Baruchai ve'ena moitziyam, and he does not say out foolish words. Ki mufi daita in his seichel, oz yu devarim neshmabel. Then people will pay attention to what you say. Kaloymar, harehein, sheloi, uvirashusoi kmo dodi li va'ani loi. My dodi is to me, va'ani loi is given an example of a person. The person practices what he preaches. He is a person of influence. People will take seriously. They will view him as a beloved person. Doidi, doidi li. People will say about him, he is my beloved, va'ani loy, and I am to him. Whatever he tells me to do, I will do. I have confidence in him, I am loyal to him, because he is an ish ne'eman. All right, we have to stop here. Up to Lamed Tes. Tomorrow in the year, Tzashem, we will continue. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to continue with some very interesting halachos that relate to a seuda. I want to talk about two things. We have time to talk about making a shahakol on a drink in the middle of a meal and the laws of mayim acharonim. Let's see how much time we have. We can go through both of these sugyas.
Alright, I must have forgotten that. Probably forgotten it. Alright, our shear is dwindling. Okay, let's learn a few minutes for a few.